From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come your way on this day that the Lord has given to us, a day to rejoice and be glad in. And certainly, I'm delighted to have you there by the radio, and I trust that you're having a great day in the Lord. I have a question that I want to ask you today, and that is this. Should Christians celebrate Christmas? If not, why not? If so, why? And if so, how? Now you might say, well, that's quite a question that maybe I've never thought of before, but I think it's a very, very important question for us to take into consideration. Should Christians be celebrated by biblically minded Christians? And, you know, down through the years, there have been those Christians who've rejected any kind of celebration of Christmas. I remember a number of years ago, I was pastoring a particular church, that there were a number of people in that church who just felt as though there should be no celebration during the Christmas season at all. As a matter of fact, there was one family who, they were very, very actively involved in the ministry. But from December the 1st, through January the 1st, you never saw them at any church service. There was another lady there. She loved the Lord. She was a real saint of God. But during the Christmas season, she would never sing the songs of the faith as it relates to Christmas. She would never sing, O Come All Ye Faithful, or Hark the Herald Angels Sing, or whatever the case may be. And so down through the years, there have been those who have rejected the celebration of Christmas. As a matter of fact, historically, the Puritans of New England and the Quakers of Pennsylvania rejected the celebration of Christmas on the basis that the exact date of Christ's birth is not really known. Now, truly, we celebrate it on December the 25th, but what was the exact date of the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ? We really don't know. Now, down through the years, I've heard people give an explanation, a great friend of mine who was a good fundamental Bible teacher on prophecy. He had a way to prove from Scripture that December the 25th may have actually been the date of the incarnation of Christ. Though he was not really dogmatic on it, he would just put various scriptures together and felt as though what he put together there seemed to point to December the 25th. But the significant thing is not the date that the Lord Jesus Christ was born, but the fact that he was born, that he did come into the world, and that he did not just come into the world to be placed in a manger, but he came into the world to go to the cross. But down through the years, as I have said, there are many who have just stayed away from any kind of celebration of Christmas, and maybe you're one of those individuals. Now, let me say this, that I believe that Christmas has become secularized down through the years. And Christmas is something that really is a spiritual concept because it relates to the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And so the people of the world really don't have any concept as to what Christmas really is. Oh, they may say, sure, we understand that historically Jesus was born, but understand, in many ways, Christmas today has become just commercialized, big business, and secularized. And certainly I'm not in favor of that. I think that even as Christians, sometimes we get involved in the secularization of Christmas, and I think that that probably brings dishonor to God. But this week, I would like for us to be able to focus on the idea of celebrating Christmas. Should we do it? If not, why not? If so, why? And I just trust that you'll take heed to what I have to say. Like I said, you may be an individual who, for some reason, thinks that you should not celebrate Christmas. Well, that's all right. That's between you and the Lord. And maybe as a Christian, some of you have never even thought about it. You've just celebrated Christmas down through the years, and you've done it over and over again, and you say, well, we just do it. But why do we do it? Is there a biblical basis for celebrating Christmas? Keep in mind that when we're talking about celebrating Christmas, from the biblical perspective, we're not talking about commercialism. We're not talking about decorations. We're not just even talking about the giving and the receiving of gifts, but we are talking about celebrating what God did for us through Jesus Christ. As I look at it, that's the foundational fact of celebrating Christmas, what God did for us through Jesus Christ. And that's something to rejoice over. That's something to worship God for and to praise His name for. Remember John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now let me ask you, is that something to rejoice over? Is that something to praise the Lord for? I would certainly think so. In fact, when we take into consideration that God bent over backwards through His grace and mercy and love to provide for us a salvation that we do not deserve, we ought to truly rejoice over what took place there in the stable when Jesus was born, when He became a human being, and when He was placed there in the manger. We should rejoice over that, because in Jesus Christ, we have God in the flesh. It's interesting to note that the word Christmas literally means Christ's service of worship. And so the word itself indicates that Christmas should be a time when we worship the Lord. By its very meaning, the word Christmas means that it's the time to worship Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the God of Gods. It is a time to worship Christ. Now, let me say something at this point, and I trust that you will understand it. And if you don't understand it as I state it, then I would encourage you to think it through. But by virtue of the fact that Christmas, by its very name, by its very meaning, Christ's service of worship, by its very meaning, Christmas simply means that we are going to be worshiping Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the God of Gods. Christmas is not a celebration of the world. And that's where we get into trouble. Because out in the world, Christmas many times has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. You know, one of the big days of the year is what they call Black Friday. It is normally the Friday right after Thanksgiving. And it's called Black Friday because it's the time when many businesses come out of the hole and begin to make a profit. And people will go to stores and look for the best deals and purchase the best items and so forth and so on. And they get involved and all wrapped up in this Black Friday situation. But many times they don't even think of Jesus. Let me say something to you today, and I want you to think this through. If you or anybody else goes through the Christmas season or any kind of a Christmas celebration and Jesus Christ is not the center of it, then that I personally believe that that is a disgrace to God. Because you see, it's during the Christmas season that we are worshiping Christ for what we see in John 3:16. Worshiping God and thanking God for what He's provided for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Christmas really means to celebrate and worship Jesus Christ. Therefore, to make it a secular holiday with worldly activities is a dishonor to God. Let me repeat that, because I think that sometimes we don't think of it, and I believe that we should. That Christmas really means to celebrate and worship Christ. Therefore, to make it a secular holiday with worldly activities is a dishonor to God. Thus, the center of what we do at Christmas should be all about Jesus Christ, who He is, what He's done for us through His redemptive work on the cross of Calvary. So, take a look at your own life. When you think of Christmas, what do you think of? Well, remember, the word means Christ's service of worship. Therefore, I ask you the question, what do you do during the Christmas season? Are you caught up in the commercialism of it? Are you caught up in the various activities of it? I think that sometimes even things take place in our local churches where there is just, simply speaking, a very small emphasis on the reality of the incarnation of Christ. Churches get involved with this activity and that activity and the other activity, and they never really stop to truly worship, honor, lift up, and exalt Jesus Christ because of who he is and what he's done for us. Well, throughout the course of this week, we're going to be talking about some matters from the biblical perspective to take into consideration concerning the celebration of Christmas. We're going to look at the pattern to follow. We're going to look at the process to conduct. We're going to look at the proclamation to declare. And then we're going to focus on a practice to adopt. And I trust that you'll be with us throughout the course of this week. Truly, I trust that your Christmas will be a Christ-centered one. Take a look at what you are doing right now. If your Christmas is not Christ-centered, I would encourage you to repent of that, because Christmas is all about Jesus Christ, not other people, not secularism. It's all about Jesus Christ. And do whatever you can, do everything you can to see that Jesus Christ is the very center of your Christmas celebration. Remember, Christmas means Christ's service of worship. Well, have a great day in the Lord. Enjoy the Christmas season. And then, of course, join us again tomorrow as we look at the pattern to follow from the biblical perspective as it relates to celebrating Christmas. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.